Chapter 1, I read from chapter 2 somewhat this morning. And let me read to you the 23rd verse to lay a foundation for my message tonight. Amen. It says, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. If ye continue and be not moved away. That. Hang on to that for a starter. Amen. Let's turn to the 4th chapter and read, this last salutation of Paul. All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they shall make known unto you all things which are done here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluteth you, and Marcus, take a note of that, sister's son to Barnabas. Hallelujah, he got back in. Amen. He's a fellow prisoner now. He toughened up, didn't he? Hallelujah. Ooh, come on. Hey, I won't tell you, you're going to have to toughen up if you survive. You're going to have to toughen up if you make it. Hey? Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, if you're thin-skinned, you ain't going to make it. What was that? A whole Sunday school lesson on the biggest member of our body, the skin, to Brother Richard preached about this morning, lectured about this morning. Amen. You're going to have a tougher hide if you make it. Amen. You got to be able to say, I shall not be moved, and mean it. Now, talking about the one sister Bonnie was singing about, amen, getting ready to move to heaven. We're all getting ready to do that, but there's a lot of folks moving down here the wrong way. Amen, they're moving left. Interestingly, nobody moves very fast. They slip. It's so gradual that you don't notice it until you see that they're copying the world's ways of doing things. Amen. And then the world moves. And the world becomes successful in whatever they're doing, you know. Amen. They move on out, and Mr. Christian over here sees what the world was doing, and he decides to move over here where the world was and try what the world was doing. All the world moved over here. And after a while, the world moves over, way on over, and they decided the world did all right, and they move over here. Well, the world was. Then, wonder how far you're going to go before you quit following the world and its ways. Copying the world. Amen. Moving away. Just slipping by the degrees. Well, amen. Touching whom you receive commandments, if he come to you, receive him. Talk about Marcus. Amen. And Jesus, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision, these only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him record that he hath a great zeal for you, and them that are in Laodicea, hang on to that word, you'll need it later on. And them that are Hierapolis, Luke, the beloved physician, amen. Paul didn't underrate Luke and his former occupation as a physician. He called him the beloved physician. Amen. Amen. Now, I realize, and I have lots of friends that preach against going to doctors. I don't preach against going to doctors. Amen. If I can't heal you, I'll send you to one if I know a good one. Amen. Because if I can't heal you, you need to get help somewhere. Amen. If I can't help you, you need some help. Praise God. I believe all healing is of God if it's true healing. Amen. And I believe if you've got appendicitis, you need to go get your appendix took out. I believe if you got a toothache, you need to go to the dentist. I recommend probably you ought to get it numbed unless you're awful tough. Amen. Vince Wilson went to the dentist. Meanwhile, after a while, he goes preach for Brother Buster. Tell Brother Buster Wilson, don't believe in going to the doctor, taking any medicine of any kind. Amen. And he said, did you get them numbed? Brother Vince said, yeah, I got them numbed. He said, yeah. And ridiculed him because he wasn't tough enough, you know, to have his tooth pulled without getting them numbed. Amen. Brother Vince told me down at Barberville, he came by and preached for me later on, said, bless God. He said, Claude Ailey ain't going to pull no teeth of mine with a fishing line. Amen. That's the way they pull one for Buster. He was having a bad problem with toothache, and Claude Ailey pulled it with a fishing line. Amen. Vince said he wasn't going to pull my teeth with a fishing line. Amen. Well, if I can't pray the prayer of faith for you, praise God, I'll send you to a dentist or, amen, get Brother Pepper to come along. Amen, he learned how to use Novocaine, went down among the Indians, had a great ministry, amen, filling teeth and pulling teeth among the Indians down in Peru. Amen, God used it in a great way. I repeat, I preach that all healing is of God if it's a true healing. Amen. And ain't no use being unreal here now. Amen. We got a church full of people that like to see a preacher that trusts God. Boy, he's a great man of God. Where all the rest of them goes to the doctor if they need it, if they don't get healed. Amen. Glory to God. If you can't get healed in my pulpit, I told folks in a lot of the churches where I pastored, amen, we don't have very many funerals at our church. God heals them all. If he takes them to heaven, he got to slip them through the side door. Amen. That was before I stayed more than 5 years anywhere. Amen. If you stay 20 years, he's going to slip several of them through the side door on you. Amen. And usually they're going to wind up in the hospital or in the doctor's office trying to live as long as they can, as comfortably as they can. Amen. Have at it. And don't let the devil beat you over the head because you went to the doctor. Don't get up and apologize to the folks because you lost faith because you went to the doctor. Go to the doctor, believe in God. Amen. If you can't get healing one way, get it another way. Defeat the devil every way you can. Amen. If you can't defeat him one way, hallelujah, defeat him another way. Devil's out to kill you before your time's up. Amen. I believe God will take care of you. He said, Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Amen. Demas greet you. Demas, Laodicea, Hail those two names. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Memphis, and the church was in his house. And when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodicean, that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill of it. Never heard of him before? You never hear of him again. As far as we know, he did just exactly what Paul recommended that he do. He took heed to the ministry which God gave him and fulfilled it. Or possibly we would have heard something else about it somewhere along the way. Amen. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul, remember my bonds, and grace be with you. He said to Archippus, take heed to the ministry. Amen. Well, I'll talk about that just a little bit later on in the message tonight. Not a long message. Praise God. I read in your hearing Colossians 1:23 that starts with a big if. If ye continue. Amen. I don't mean to be presumptuous or personal. Amen. But my title tonight, if you're listening back there in the corner, Brother Billy, is Will Ye Continue? Amen. Will ye continue? If that's too personal tonight, maybe I could say, will I continue? Well, let's get real general about it, maybe, perhaps, and not get personal at all. Will we continue? Will all of us continue? Amen. Will we? Amen. Sister Collins and I this week have continued 40 years. Will we continue? By the help of God and in the fear of God, we'll continue. We'll see the end of this race by the help of God. Praise God. The big if. Oral Roberts said several years ago when he was riding pretty high and hadn't fallen as low as he has now. Amen. And before Richard had his divorce and a havoc was played with his ministry in various other ways. He threatens to go home to be with the Lord if he don't get, $3 million. What a gimmick. Amen. Well, Robert said back when before he made so many blunders, he said he didn't use the word if. Well, the Bible uses it a lot of times. If denotes conditions, praise God. If ye continue. Hey, folks, I've seen some folks that had mighty promise that was already riding high in our ranks, but old time holiness wasn't moving fast enough to suit them. The Pentecostal Holiness Church wasn't moving fast enough to suit old Robert. He was bigger than the whole movement. Amen. And so, I thought it was just a ploy for finance myself. Amen. In the late 60s, he joins the Methodist Church and becomes a Methodist preacher. Amen. And stirs a commotion all throughout Pentecost. And Oral's getting to end long-distance telephone calls from people that have backed him and people that he's preached among. Amen. And some right here in the Miami Valley, among them Cash Amberty, amen, made special call to see if it was true that he had joined the Methodist Church. Amen. What happened to Oral? Oral moved. He just more or less slipped away. Amen. Eh? Amen. The big if. Praise God. It's all right here in Colossians chapter 1, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Amen. We need to be able to sing once again in this day of, shall we say, quote, change, end quote. Some people are even promoting change and say it's a healthy thing and a good thing and go with it. And since you can't lick it, enjoy it, they say. Amen. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to kick as long as I can kick. I'm going to scratch as long as I can scratch. I'm going to fight as long as I can fight. I'm going to scream as long as I can scream. I ain't moving. I ain't changing. Hallelujah. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Oh, why didn't you go to such and such a meeting this week in Hamilton? Amen. Because I wasn't invited. Amen. Hallelujah. You know why I wasn't invited? Amen. Because they know I ain't changing. It ain't been too long, amen, since they was preaching in my pulpit and in my circle and I was recommending them. And they know I don't recommend them no more. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. What kind of redneck do you think you are, preacher? Amen. If that be the case, if that's what it takes, amen. If you think that's what I am, I guess that's what I am. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I shall not be moved. Amen. Great God. Take heed, Archippus. Praise God. I wonder if Paul, I know Paul don't make mistakes, but I wonder if he shouldn't have said, take heed. Amen, demons. I wonder if he should not have said, take heed, Laodicea. Amen. But he didn't. They were too well off at that particular time. They were in too much a fellowship at that particular time. And he was still rejoicing in them. It's hard to say to a young preacher like Demas, when he's doing good and suffering right along by your side, amen, to turn around to him one day and say, take heed, Demas. Amen. Someday you may not believe like this. Someday you may be tempted to change. Ooh-wee. I like that, Mark, when you was talking about getting that card from those young folks at the Highway of Holiness that had signed your card and told you they was praying for you. And I'm not here anymore. Amen. And told about that fish. What kind of fish was that? That green fish? Rash. Amen. Rash. Starts with a W, don't it? Spell it with a W. Rash. Amen. W-R-A-S-E or something like that. Amen. Rash. Rash. He got careless. Amen. And one day, amen, that careless fish that was lazing around on the bottom, amen, of the aquarium was swimming around and kicking around and more active, and he saw one side and he had an eye on that side and finally got a look at the other side, and that crab had caught him while he was lolling around on the bottom of that cage into that aquarium and ate one of his eyes out. He just had one eye left, but he's going to make the most of the one he had left. Hallelujah! Amen. He's going to kick and wiggle and swim and run as fast as he can run and make sure that he didn't lose the other eye. I may have one eye like one-eyed Christmas Evans. Amen. That mountaineer preacher that they mentioned. Amen. In the book, they gathered at the river. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Revival and its influence on the history of the United States. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what we need to do for politics today. We need to get everybody genuinely saved that we can. Amen. As they get saved, praise God, that'll change the tenor of a whole nation. Amen. Glory to God. I mean, some of the churches that's having an all-night vigil about election day, amen, they need to pray through and get right with God. Amen. I mean, some of them that's having all, I mean, made an announcement that they're having an all-night vigil, all-night prayer. Praise God, what they need to do is get right with God themselves, or God's going to judge a whole bunch of us. Amen. I've not marched in any abortion marches because I didn't like the crowd I saw there. Amen. It just kind of grates on me to see women marching against abortion wearing shorts, men wearing shorts, huh? Amen. Immodestly attired women wearing breeches. I mean, you ain't going to win like that, folks. The only way we're going to win is gain favor with God again. Amen. And we're a loser if we do win, if we don't gain favor with God. Hallelujah, we're a winner if we do lose, if we have favor with God. Praise God. Amen. I shall not be moved. Take heed, Archippus. I don't mean to question the sainted apostle. Amen. But should he have? Possibly, said, take heed, Demas. Amen. Well, I'll answer that myself, lest I be found questioning a greater man than I. No. He shouldn't have said, take heed, Demas. There's no time for that. If Paul had saw the need for it, he'd have said, take heed, Demas. Amen. He used Demas to encourage the suffering church. Praise God. Paul was a prisoner himself. Marcus was a prisoner himself. Amen. Onesimus had been a prisoner with him. That's how he got to God. Amen. And he took a letter to his former owner. Amen. Hallelujah. And Philemon got the message, and we got the book of Philemon because Onesimus was faithful, praise God, and took it to his master that he had robbed and run away. But Onesimus found freedom in prison. Onesimus found God in prison. Amen. A Roman prison, if you will. Hallelujah. And Paul still had freedom in a Roman prison. And he said, the gospel is not bound. Look out, Rome. Amen. This message is going to change the world around you. Amen. Until in about 300 years or less, praise God, Rome's leaders will see the benefit of the church and how they die happy. Amen. And Rome will actually, amen, come to terms with the church. And in the Constantinian era, will embrace the church after 300 years of persecution. Rome has already burned and Nero's already fiddled while Rome burned. Amen. And the Christians get the blame for it and great persecution ensues. Amen. But now it's already been rebuilt and Christianity has survived and nothing has put out the fire because somebody continued. Amen. And so Constantine becomes, history says, the first Christian emperor. And it looks like we're winning. But look out when the world joins our ranks and feels comfortable in our midst and professes our experience as it is doing in many of our churches today. And I'll tell you what you've got when you got the world in the church running the show, and the preacher can't preach nothing. You got a royal mess. Amen. I mean, you got to be careful who you get for a pastor. Because if he's got any spine, if he's got any grit in his craw, if he's got any fire in his soul, amen, he's liable to get on somebody's toes. Amen. Would Demas take heed? No. He wouldn't take heed. He slipped so gradual and so slow. Amen. Nobody realized he was slipping or how far Demas would go until 2 Timothy chapter 4. Just a little ways down the road, Paul said, Demas has forsaken me. Yeah, I know there's a lot of good folks around the country that claim to teach fundamental doctrine. It says Demas wasn't lost. He just changed his vocation. Amen. Paul said the reason he left me was he loved this present world. Amen. Yeah. And John says if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Amen. But Demas probably took the attitude, once saved, always saved. Once in grace, always in grace. Once in grass, always in grass. Once in groceries, always in groceries. Amen. Oh, no, you know, it's not once in groceries, always in groceries. Don't you have to go and get some once in a while, huh? My wife does. Amen. And I go once in a while myself, and I'm amazed at how expensive cereal is. Amen. But you can't preach once in groceries, always in groceries, because you got to eat. Amen. You can't preach once in grace, always in grace either. You got to have something to eat. You say, there you go again, Brother Collins, making us hungry like you did this morning. Well, the Bible says, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Hallelujah. Amen. It shall not take very long. Would Laodicea take heed? Amen. Read Revelation chapter 3. Amen. He said, because thou art neither cold nor hot, I'll spew you out of my mouth. You mean Laodicea can boast once in grace, always in grace, when God's puking her up? Amen. When he's spewing her out of his mouth. Amen. When she's making God sick. You mean God's going to let her go sweeping through the gates? Amen. Sweeping through the gates. She's going to go sweeping through the gates anyway, even though she makes God sick? No! No! 1,000 times no! He said, Ephesus, because your love's grown cold, you're going to have to repent. Praise God. Thyatira, you're going to have to repent. Pergamos, you're going to have to repent. Sardis, you're going to have to repent. Amen. Laodicea, you're going to have to repent. You've all moved away. Amen. Well, my preacher don't preach it like that. What does that make any difference? I changed churches, and we've got a different pastor, and he preaches different. Even different than he used to. Amen. Hoop-de-do. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Which time was he lying, before or after? Amen. Hallelujah. One time, since he's in contradiction to what he used to preach, one time or the other, he was lying. Amen. And if he's lying now, you can't trust him. And if he's lying then, you don't know but what he's lying again, and he may switch on you. And about the time you get all settled in, amen, say, I'm comfortable here, I'm not going to be moved, you turn around and he's moved again. Amen. Would Laodicea take heed? Would she even take heed, amen, to the letter that the Lord sent her through John? Amen. Colossae and Laodicea is real close together. And so Paul said, read this letter to Laodicea too. And in He'd wrote a letter to the Laodiceans and said that we'll have that one in the Bible, I don't guess. Amen. But said, y'all read Laodicea's letter too. Amen. And I don't know whether he was talking about one of these others that we have here. Amen. Or whether he was talking about an actual letter that he wrote to the city itself. The church in Laodicea. Amen. Reason we don't have it, it would have probably read like Galatians, Philippians, Ephesians, or Colossians, or 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. It would have probably read a whole lot like this one read. And so he'd been doubling up to give us the letter that he wrote to Laodicea. You see, God only has to tell it to us once, and then we've got to take heed. Praise God. Amen. If you continue in the faith, grounded, settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Amen. Not much excuse, is there? Not much of an excuse. Since it's preached to every creature under heaven. Everybody's had his chance. Amen. Everybody's had his opportunity. Amen. Who now rejoice in my sufferings? You know why some people move away? They get tired of the battle. They get tired of the fight. It's a hassle to live for God. It's a hassle to stand for God in front of your neighbors, in front of your friends, in front of those at one time you knew, amen, lived for God, and that one time worship with you, amen, and you see that they've moved and they're still carrying on. That's tough on your psychosis, if that's a word. Amen. May not be a word. I don't know. Praise God. Tough on your psychological makeup. Amen. Maybe that'd be a better term to use. Amen. Ah, yes. But today, as people subtly and slowly slip and subtly and slowly move, amen. I'm telling you what I've seen with my own eyes. I've seen some of the most fine young couples move away that you ever saw. Amen. They had so much promise in the ranks of those that separated from the world, and they set such a good example, and I was proud of them. Amen. Until I walked in a church where this building, new church one day, and I saw this girl in there with hair chopped off real straight back here and kinked up. Amen. And wearing a pair of white shorts and standing there putting paste on wallpaper, helping out. I thought, well, that must be, I've seen that happen before. I've seen the contractor's daughter and wife sometimes get involved and get to working on certain buildings. I've seen that on a public building and everything. I thought that must be some of the contractor's family, amen, that's in here working, amen. And I mean, from such a strict group of people, amen, that young couple was married without rings. Amen. It was unlimited in our ranks. Fine young couple. Amen. As I walked through that big church that they was building, the first of the complex that they had planned, amen, and as I got closer, she turned and walked right straight at me and said, "Hello, Brother Collins." And it was her, that preacher's wife, that once lived wholeness. She was working on the church. Amen. In her shorts. I rounded the corner and I found a whole group of women that I used to pastor. Every one of them either had blue jeans or pants on. Amen. They was working on a church. Doing the work for God. Amen. No, I tell you what they did. They moved. They moved. Praise God. Ah, yes. You say, has so-and-so changed? Man, I've seen a bunch of them switch. Evangelists as well as pastors. Amen. Sitting in that same church. Amen. For old time's sake, trying to renew old acquaintance. Amen. And a lady walked in with a pair of shorts on, holding a baby in her arms, earbobs in her ear, hair chopped off. Amen. I didn't know who she was. I didn't know that she was that holiness preacher's daughter from down south that I'd one time held on my knee when she was just a little tyke, that had preached for us and held revivals for us. Amen. And I looked up, and at first, I didn't know who she was. Her dad and mom got saved in my meeting, and I'd had a part in their ministry. Amen. But for some reason or other, we didn't move fast enough. Our legs wasn't swelling fast enough. Success wasn't near so immediate. And so they decided to compromise a little. Move a little. Amen. And now, you can't even recognize them. Amen. I walked into a three-day fellowship meeting. This little girl that I'd once sat around the table with her holiness preacher dad married a one-time holiness preacher, and he was a holiness preacher's son, and I was so proud of him at one time. Amen. And I saw this worldly-looking woman, amen, looking kind of haggard, lipstick on, stuff, junk, hair chopped off, amen, talking to one of our lady ministers. I didn't know who in the world she was. She had moved so far. I'd sat around her table when she was a little girl. Amen. And they was making toast and putting peanut butter and marshmallow. And I said, is that good? And they said, yeah, it's good. Try it. And so I tried making toast and putting peanut butter and marshmallow on it. And, amen, I watched them grow up. Marrying holiness ranks. Amen. Have a ministry, but we didn't move fast enough for them. We couldn't afford them fast enough success, enough money, enough members, fast enough growth. And so in unbelief, let me emphasize that. This great sweeping move away from holiness into the world is nothing in the world but doubt and unbelief. They don't think we can make it. They don't think we can be a success. It's like when they passed the rules in the Church of God to let down all the standards, amen, to let down all the dress codes and all of the jewelry came in, amen, and after they completely lowered the fence, one of the preachers said, thank God, now at last we can grow. Who cares? If you got a church full of horse weeds, you got a church full of ragweeds. Amen. Amen. Went up to Brother Billy Rodifer's one day, and Tim was still farming. Amen. And he had a big, nice field of soybeans. Amen. But Jimson weeds had growed up, and amen, it had the soybeans completely shaded. And I joked with Tim a little bit. I said, Tim, what are you raising out there? And he said, well, said, I'm raising Jimson weeds with some soybeans in it. Amen. He was honest with me. Amen. The herbicide that he had used, he didn't use enough of it or somehow or other. It didn't get to Jimson. And so he had a soybean field full of Jimson weeds. Tim, he did awful good farming there for a while. Fertilized heavy. Amen. Planted rows 22 inches apart. Corn he raised 275 bushels. 225 or 275 bushel to the acre. Amen. That's pretty good corn, folks. Amen. If you got corn. But if you got a soybean field that's shaded out by a bunch of Jimson weeds, you're going to get docked when you reap that harvest. because it's going to have some things in there that's not going to go. It's going to have some seeds in there that's not going to, amen, tally out right. And you're going to get docked if you got too many weeds in your corn. You got too many weeds in your soybeans. Amen. You're going to get docked because they got a way of measuring that up there. Amen. Where they put it in a silo and store it away. They got a way of measuring it. Praise God. Hey, I don't care if you got a crystal cathedral. Amen. And a come-as-you-are crowd and preaching to thousands by TV every day. What of it? If you're raising a bunch of Jimson weeds. Huh? You say you're jealous. Amen. And you're right. Elijah said, I've been very jealous for the Lord of hosts. We need to have some jealousy. We need to have a righteous indignation. We need to have a right. If we don't stand for something, we'll wind up falling for anything. I'm just about done. Amen. Would Laodicea see you make it? No. She'd wind up lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, and God would spew her out of his mouth. The only one Paul said take heed to was Archippus. Because even Paul didn't think Demas would leave. Even Paul didn't think Laodicea would sink so low. He had great hopes. And we live in a day when even I didn't think some boys would go astray. And some of them have never come back. I'll tell you what about some of them. They just completely quit church altogether. Amen. In some ways, I got more respect for them than I have for those that, like a Pied Piper, are leading a whole bunch of people down the wrong road. Those that fell out of church when there's up, there's up, and when there's down, and they don't have anything to do with that halfway up. Amen. Sister Passmore out at Carmi, Illinois, where I preached for Brother Carter years ago before I met Sister Collins even. Amen. Preached for Brother Carter, and Sister Passmore was from Arkansas. Later on, the church split. Sister Passmore wound up over in another church that was trying to build up and split off the Church of God, had independent work going, and finally she quit there. And she said, Brother Collins said, I'll just tell you what, they sung so many kid courses. Amen. They'd sing that song, when you're up, you're up, and when you're down, they'd get to going through the motion. And she said, with my arthritis or whatever it was, she said, I just couldn't sing that song. I couldn't get that halfway up and halfway down stance. Amen. So I quit. Woo! I tell folks, amen, they got enough kiddie courses to run children's church for a month. Amen. In adult church because, amen, they're living on pablum instead of the strong milk, strong meat and the milk of the Word of God. Amen. So she quit that church. Praise God. I'll tell you what, I've got some respect for folks that when they're up, and when they're down, amen. And when they're only halfway up, they're neither up and down, amen. We got a lot of halfway up folks today that's carrying on the business, amen. And you got a halfway up preacher, amen. And a half-baked choir. Come on. Half-baked pulpit and a half-baked pew. Amen. The water is lukewarm and God said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Take heed, Laodicea. Amen. And repent and do your first works. Ephesus, get the love of God back in your heart. Amen. Amen. Say, Brother Collins, where's your love? Amen. Hallelujah. You're, amen, an eyewitness to it right tonight. Amen. The love of God tries to keep people from losing out. Tries to keep people from going down. Praise God. Trying to promote the fire and the power and the anointing. Where are they tonight? They moved away. Where are they tonight? They didn't continue. Where are they gone? They've gone the way of Laodicea. They've gone the way of Demas. Because they love this pleasant world. And don't nobody dare preach against it. Because they'll hate you. And they'll say you don't have love. Amen. Yeah, like grace.